Shalom Aleichem. I hope everyone's having an amazing Benizman and enjoying the time off, rejuvenating time, using it as a time to experience the glory and beauty of Eretz Yisrael, this incredible Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, and specifically gave us, the zchus to be back in Eretz Yisrael, living the dream mamish of our ancestors. I was thinking a little bit today. You know, Parshas Acharimos is very interesting. Many of the Mefarshim ask, why is Acharimos, which is dealing with the aftermath of the Petira of Nadav and Avihu, broken up? You know, from the Petira of Nadav and Avihu, then we have Parshas Tazria, Mitzora, Parshas Shemini. We have all these Parshios that are full of halachos, and only now do we see Acharimos. Only now do we see what's the quote-unquote aftermath of such a tragedy, such a moment of religious zeal. Someone thinks, I'm going to do what I think is the right thing in Avodas Hashem. I'm going to do what I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. But in that instance, they're not actually serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're serving their own Yetzer Hara. They're serving their what they think is what Hashem wants from them. But they're not actually doing what Hashem wants. This is a very classic mistake in the world of religious zealousness, or as Rav Volbi likes to write in Ali Shorcha like that. You know, this is a mistaken version of frumkeit. You think you're doing, you know, oh, this is the biggest chumrah, it's so cool, it's so frum, this is what Hashem wants for me. There's this das yachid in the Rambam that, you know, or any other sefer, I'm going to be makbid for that shita, but then you realize, well, by definition of being makbid for that, then you've kind of, you know, you slip up elsewhere, every chumrah carries a kula with it, whatever is going on, you know. You don't, you think you're going to do something because you think this is the right thing to do, but you know, we have a Masorah of 1,000 years. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. That's not how the, you know, Gdolei HaPoskim over the past generations have paskin. So maybe you think you're doing the right thing, but the Pashtas, you're actually going against Dvar Hashem. You're going against the Halacha Psuka. And that is, in many ways, what Nadav and Avihu, by bringing Esh Zara. They thought they're bringing a Korban. But Hashem says that Zar, that's wrong. That's not what I want. And then, Vayidom Aharon. Aaron has to stay silent. Aaron can't respond. Many different versions. What does that mean? Maybe he was so emotional he couldn't speak. Maybe it's he was afraid of lashing out against the Kadosh Baruch Hu for taking his sons who were just trying to do the right thing. So he just stays, better be silent than say something wrong. That's an important, you know, lesson in life. You want to make sure to sometimes better to bite your tongue than to say something stupid. You know, Eschatayni is Kirayom. Many times I've made that mistake. And not bit my tongue and said something probably I shouldn't have. And so maybe that's why Aaron was silent. Maybe he was silent because he was so emotional that he just got choked up, he couldn't speak. Many different answers. But I think one of the sodos of this silence of Aaron is in life, there are many, many tragedies. There's things that go wrong, and we don't know properly how to assess them. We don't know how to understand them. We don't know how to take in the messages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is passing on to us through nature, through the world around us. And we get caught up, and it's challenging, and it's difficult, and we're not sure. What is Ratzon Hashem? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want from me? I really don't know sometimes. And that's why sometimes when we're dumbfounded. I really don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me right now. I don't know what the message is, what the lesson is, what Hashem wants from me in this instance. And so then I need to take a minute and not jump to action and not quickly make a rash decision or rash assumptions and, you know, project my own thoughts on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me or what I think is the right or wrong thing. But I need to take a deep breath and assess the situation properly and say, well, what is it really that Hashem is teaching here? What am I supposed to do? How should I respond to this? How should I react? And only then are you able to properly be like, oh, now I get it. Now I chop. I see. The Yad Hashem, I see the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me and to pass on to me. And only then are you able to move on. Only then are you able to take those steps to move forward into the world, into moving on. After processing it, understanding and imbuing and properly understanding and clarifying the issue at hand, the question at hand. Gaining better insight, speaking to your Rebbeim, your teachers, your parents, your friends. That is why I think there's an inherent instance that the Torah is telling us, Nadav and Avihu passed away, Aaron stay silent. Then what are the next parshiyot? Kashrus, Tzarat, right? Lashon Hara, that comes with that maybe. many other nuances and details of so many halachos, right? Bris Milah, Leda, right? All the shailas that come up and are learned from those psukim for modern medical shailas and pregnancy and fertility, etc. So many halachos are learned in seemingly this odd gap between the storyline. But that's what we remember. The Torah is not just a story. It's not just, you know, little Midrash says, giving us the Midrashim or the stories that, you know, are in the Chumash, are in the Torah. But it's a guidebook. It's a Torah. It's a Moreh Horah. It's teaching us how we should live our lives. And sometimes that means something drastic happens. We don't jump to make some rash statement, to put out some, you know, big Amira, some big, you know, a news blast, some Twitter, Facebook post, WhatsApp status, whatever it is. Don't jump to conclusions, but take a minute. Ask, well, what's Halacha say? What's the Torah say? What's Hashem trying to teach me? You bring it in. You understand it. Then you learn through the halachos. You check the svarim. You speak it out with some of your friends. And only then are you able to properly process it. To then say, achremos. Now I understand it. Now I can move forward. Now I can make a game plan on how to take those next few steps. Now I can, quote unquote, bring it back to earth. I could say, oh, okay, now I chop. Let's get this going. Let's see what Hashem wants for me. And now I have the incredible understanding to see what's the yisod of achrimos. How do I take tragedy and bring it to this world? Because I've not jumped to what I think, but I've taken a step back to really understand the issue in a deeper, more true, intense, and sincere manner. That is such an important yisod in life in general, and particularly when dealing with challenges, when dealing with things that we don't fully understand. That's true with so many things. Be it with family, with friends, with political issues, with tragedy, you never know. But at the end of the day, the yisod that we're learning from Aaron HaKohen's silence, and then the Torah breaking up the storyline with multiple parshios of just seemingly halachos that are not kashur, that are just thrown in. Because I think that was the secret avoda that Aaron HaKohen was teaching us on how to live our lives, how to properly move forward, how to assess, and how to gain clarity and true understanding in the secrets that Hashem passes us in nature. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Day in and day out, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and invested in our daily life. But sometimes we don't see it. And that is a challenge of being a frum Jew, of how do I see Hashem in this world? How do I understand the yisod and the memories, and the yisod of understanding the secrets that Hashem's trying to whisper in our ears? But we have to understand it, we have to decode it. And that is done through the process of understanding the words of God. And that is through the Dalai Lamas of Halacha, that's through the Beis Medrash, that's through our Sfarim, that's learning to then process and then go forward. I want you to have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. And Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochah to an amazing, amazing Chayitzman and a life full of Talmud Torah, a life full of Dveikus Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, where we're zochah not just to question what the world is trying to teach us, what Hashem is passing on to us through the workings of the world, but also to understand a world where Hashem is saying, I know, I'm giving you the keys, I'm giving you a secret, I'm trusting you, but I want you to go find the answer. I want you to take a step back and say, well, what's the message? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching me? And through that process, through that learning, through that growth, we'll all be zocheh to understanding Yad Hashem in our life, to really seeing and understanding the secrets as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos, a fortuitous Kayetzman, an amazing, amazing time to come together and build on the amazing year we've had so far, learning Torah, growing in Torah, and taking it to the next level, delving deeper, building on the foundation of the past years of which our parents and our Rebbeim and our teachers and our communities have given us, but taking it to another step, taking it to that next level, growing, learning, and enjoying the Torah HaKadosha that Hashem gave us for an amazing, amazing, amazing Tekufa of Talmud Torah. And everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, and looking forward to seeing everyone back in the Beis Medrash this coming week.